Coscoquin River now has its longest ice road ever, in a year when people thought there may not be any ice road at all. As of early March, the graded marked road stretched 200 miles from Bethel upstream to Crooked Creek. The project has involved almost a dozen tribes working together across months. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with one of the crew members.
The day the Kuskokwim's longest ice road was completed was a reunion.
It was a good day. A lot of handshaking, a lot of backslapping.
Mark Leary with the native village of Napaimute was there. His crew heading upriver met with the crew from Crooked Creek heading downriver, led by Timmy Zakar.
I really wanted Timmy and his crew to tell the story to KYUK, but can't get a hold of them today. They're all out enjoying their road.
This winter, the road stretches across a section where it's never been, from Napaimute to Crooked Creek. Crooked Creek joined the project for the first time, adding the miles to make the longest Kuskokwim ice road ever. And it was done in the warmest winter on record.
And they proved it can be done safely in a wild, long, lonely stretch of the river, too.
This in a winter when road plowing started in mid-January, a month later than usual. People were surprised that it happened at all. Many open holes still perforate the ice, but the freezing and thawing has created a glassy surface easy for crews to plow. And equipment upgrades mean the crews aren't facing constant breakdowns like past winters. The newest plow truck is actually 25 years old and comes from Seattle SeaTac Airport.
We gave it a name, Tumlista, the one who makes a trail.
For travelers along the lonely stretch of road below Crooked Creek, take caution. For 60 miles from Crooked Creek to Chawathbuluk, there's no cell phone service, and the snow quickly drifts. Further downriver, there are two areas marked with danger signs. One is 10 miles below Kalskag at Coffee's Bend, where the road winds between a cut bank and an open hole. The other area is below Tuluksak, where dark sand has blown across the ice.
And as soon as that sand gets exposed and the sun gets a little stronger, we may lose that area very quickly.
The road's social and economic benefits spread to all the villages it connects. Building the ice road provides employment during a time of year when seasonal work is hard to come by. It allows residents, businesses, and government agencies to avoid hefty plane tickets, and it gives the Kuskokwim a highway and a land far off the road system. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.